Today's Shir's Masechta, Gittin Daf Samach Tes, and we will begin on Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. The Gemara, as we begin today's Shir, speaks about many different refuas, remedies, lechashim, different things to be said, for different ailments. The Gemara, the Mashal quotes the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Yud Amud Beis, that says that in the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech and before the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, there was a Sefer Refuas. The Sefer Refuas represented a Sefer that had in it the various different types of Refuas. In fact, the Ramban and Rashbah both are of the opinion that the Sefer Refuas was written by Shlomo HaMelech, and the Seder Doiris, quoting the Tashbats, says that actually the author of the Sefer Refuas was one of Noach's children. He says that when Noach and his family were in the Teva, they suffered from various afflictions, and a Malach was sent to the Teva and who transported one of Noach's sons to Gan Eden, where he was taught the secrets of the Sefer Refuas. The Gemara there in Masechta Brachos also actually says that the Chazal approved that Chizkiyahu HaMelech put away the Sefer Refuas. And Rashi explains that the reason Chizkiyahu HaMelech did so is because people were relying on the Sefer Refuas and didn't do tshuva and daven to Hashem when they got sick. The Ramban says that people in those times understood that if somebody chas v'shalom gets sick, the reason they got sick is because they were doing averis, and therefore when they stopped understanding that it was the averis that caused the problems, and they ought to do tshuva, Chizkiyahu felt that the only way to be able to get them to do tshuva is by putting this away. And in fact, Chizkiyahu HaMelech himself, when he got sick, called a Navi to tell him why is he sick, rather than go to the Sefer Refuas. The Mashal says that Chizkiyahu was concerned that the Sefer Refuas should not find its way into the hands of people who did not understand that the Refuas that I mentioned in the Sefer Refuah are only effective if somebody understands that this is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the person is relying on the Sefer Refuas without that firm belief that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they won't work. And because of that, they realized he put it away because they shouldn't be relied on anyway. However, our Gemara, as we're going to be learning, says the Mashal, Chazal were concerned that firstly, people will forget what it says in the Sefer Refuah, and therefore they had no choice but to bring them back and put them into our Gemara. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw was that Chazal were concerned that people didn't believe that everything really is included in the Torah. And by people not realizing that actually everything is included in the Torah, it brought people not to have the proper respect for the Torah. And that's why the Gemara quotes the Sefer Refuas. However, Taisus Masechta Mayakotin, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, teaches us that Nishtana Teva, the world has changed, and what was an effective refuah in the time of Chazal is not an effective refuah bizman hazeh. Furthermore, the Maril says one should not use the various refuahs that are mentioned in the Gemara, because as we're going to be learning in our Shir, there are different herbs and different products that are used for these refuahs. And since we have all these different herbs and products that are needed for the refuahs, that we don't really exactly know the correct definition of all of these refuahs. So we may think that we know what we're doing, but we really don't know. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Gilyan, Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch Yerodei Simen Shin Lamed Vav, quotes the Maril, as we just said, that one should never try to learn, one should never attempt to use any of the refuahs that are mentioned throughout Shas. But, then the question, of course, is, if all these refuahs are not really effective, bizman hazeh, so why do we learn them? Or maybe they should not learn them. But we just learned what the Mashal teaches us, that the purpose of all of these refuahs, if all of these refuahs are to show us that everything is in the Torah, to show us that we have to have amunah and everything in the Torah, that and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate one that brings the refuah. The halacha is that we should, that's why it's most appropriate that we should learn these Gemaras. And in fact, I saw the Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita in his Sefer Cheshuk Echemed says that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, his brother-in-law, told him that when he was learning in yeshiva as a young boy, and they came to these dafim of Gemara, they did not learn them. They said, what's the point? We don't understand. It's not relevant. Bizman hazeh. And when his father, the stipler Zatzal, heard this, he sat down and learned all of these. He sat down and learned with Reb Chaim Kanievsky all these Gemaras. I think the reason must have been, number one, for the reasons we've learned, that there is what to learn from all these Gemaras that are being quoted. And I think besides that there is so much to learn from the Gemaras that are quoted, there's a special point in learning Kol HaTorah Kula. And learning Kol HaTorah Kula, every word of the Torah has in it an incredible Kedusha that we don't even always understand the Gemara properly or don't understand how it relates to our life. But of course it has a profound influence on our life. And before every Blad Gemara has such a profound influence on our life, every word of Torah should be absolutely learned. So says the Gemara, L'dama d'resha, if somebody has excessive blood in his brain, Lysa Shurbina, he should take a type of a wood, Ubina is an arava, V'asadara, a moist hadas, V'zesa is olives, V'chilfa is a type of a wood that's called tziftzifa, V'chalifa diyama is a type of a perfume, the yavla is a type of a grass. The lishulki b'hadei adodi, cook them all together. Lintu tlasme kasa haigisa d'resha. The tlasme kasa haigisa d'resha. He should take 300 cups on one side of his head, 300 cups on the other side of the head. Viloi, and if he doesn't have the ability to get all these ingredients, laisavar de chivr de koi b'chadara, he should take a white rose that all of its leaves grow only in one direction, v'lishalke, and cook up this rose, v'nilton shitikasa haigisa d'resha, and take 60 cups of this potion to one side of his head, v'shitikasi a haigisa d'resha, and 60 cups on the other side, put on the other side of his head. L'tzalichta, if somebody has a headache, but it only affects half of his head, laisa tanigo bara, he should take a wild chicken, which in the Torah is called a duchafis, v'lishchete bezuzah chavra, he should take it and kill it with a sharp silver coin, ahu kisa d'kayev loy, and let the blood roll down on the side of the head where he's suffering. But he has to be very careful not to let the blood go into his eye. Velita b'sefer d'baba, and should take that chicken that he just slaughtered and hang it up by the doorpost. The cha'ayel chayef bay, the kinafak chayef bay. As he enters or exits his home, he will come in contact with that chicken. Lebrikusi, brikusi, Rashi says, is a eye ailment. And Rashi in Masechet Pesachim says that it's a eye ailment that there are spots in his eyes. Masechta Bei Rashi says that it's cataracts. Lebrikusi, lice ak for the shav chumri, he should bring a scorpion that has spats, seven different types of spats, for the afshe betula, let it dry out in the shade, not out directly under the sun. For nishkatarti monsi kuchlo v'chad monsimine, he should grind two portions of kuchl and another amount of akrav, and one portion from this scorpion. He should take three drops in one eye, and three drops in the other eye. But make sure not to take more than is required, because if you're not going to take more than you should, it could cause that the eye to burst. L'shirvei delayla, that if somebody has problems with his eyesight, during the evening, he should bring a rope that's made of the hair of an animal and the tail of a horse and a cow. He should tie together the rope to his foot, and the other rope side of the rope should be tied to the foot of a dog. And children should make noise with broken pieces of shard of earthenware. They should say the old dog, the old foolish dog, Tarnagoil, he should take seven pieces of meat from seven different homes. He should put these pieces of meat on the doorways of these people's home. And he should eat these pieces of meat in the garbage dump of the city. After that, he should untie this rope, the name of Hachri, and he should say, Shaviri de Ploini bar Ploinsi, Shafkina le Ploini bar Ploinsi, Velechra le Kaba, Binso de Nayu. Le Shaviri de Yumama, somebody who has problems with eyesight during the day, Laysa Shiva Simka Megava de Chayusa, he should take seven spleens from seven animals, the Nitva Chaspa de Umna, and he should roast them in an earthenware keli that is used. It's a repulsive earthenware keli that is used to do bloodletting. The person who's suffering should sit inside the barrel. Inside the house, and the other one should sit outside the house. The person who's suffering should ask to be given to eat from these spleens. The name of Haich Psicha Sav Echol, and the person who Baruch Hashem who can't see should tell him sit down and eat. And afterwards they should break this earthenware keli, because if they won't break the earthenware keli, Hadra Levay, he will Chas V'Sholem suffer again. Says the Mar. If somebody has a nosebleed, they should bring a person who is a Kohen, but his name is Levi. He should write the word Levi backwards. If not, they should bring a different person. Write those words backwards. If he doesn't find the person, they should bring the root of the aspasa grass, which is what they used to feed animals, the ashla de puria atika, and the ropes with which an old bed was made. We know the Gemara Masechta Maariv Katan speaks often about beds being made out of ropes. And they should bring the kortama, a piece of paper. Umarika is a type of a spice. The sumka de lulava, and the red part of a lulav, they should be burnt together. He should bring a ball of wool, and he should make from it two strings. And let them soak in vinegar. He should put these ropes into his nose. And for that, he should look at the current canal of water that goes from east to west. He should walk to that canal, one leg on this side of the canal, one leg on the other side of the canal. And he should take with his right hand cement from under the left foot of the bed. And with his left hand, he should take matusakar the yamina. He should take some cement from the right leg of the bed. And he should make two threads of wool. And put them into this cement. And put them into his nose. If that doesn't work, he should sit under a place where water comes down. And let the water fall on him. Just like this water is stopping to flow, the nosebleed that this person is unfortunately suffering from should also end. Says the Gemara, if somebody is suffering, the blood is coming out of his mouth. But they take a straw, wheat straw from wheat, isarach. If the blood sticks to the straw, the merei kasev is like the kanta. It's a proof that the blood is coming from his lungs, and it can be corrected. Viloi bekav the kasi, it's coming from his liver. If the blood is not sticking to the straw, the blood is coming from his liver, and unfortunately, v'les like the kanta, there's nothing that can be done. Amalei Rashi. Haven't we learned just the opposite in Masechta Chulin, where the Gemara of Masechta Chulin, of course, teaches us what are the Shemoneh Esrei Treifos, what are the different treifos that make, what are the different things that make an animal treif? And the definition of a treifa is something that cannot be healed. And there the Gemara says just the opposite. Nitla covered v'lenishtayim and a klum, if the liver was completely removed and none of the liver is left, or reish shenikva, or you have a lung that was punctured, what's missing, the animal's treifa. So we see just the opposite, that the liver, even if just a small amount of the lung is missing, the animal's a treifa. But a liver, it has to be completely missing. Amalei. So he answers the Gemara, Kivin Mekama, since this blood is coming out of his mouth, it must be that the liver has completely dissolved. If the liver has completely dissolved, then it can't be. But the blood that comes out of the lung doesn't mean that it's missing anything. It just has probably an infection. Amar, so says the Gemara, again, talking about somebody who has a problem, the blood comes out of his mouth. Imerei kasi, if it's coming out of the liver, out of the lung, it's like tekanta. There can be something. There is a remedy. Ask the Gemara, my tekanti, what is the remedy? Leis of shiva kunei mepermida silka. He should take seven fistfuls of turnip leaves, the shiva kunei permida karsi, and seven fistfuls of karsi leaves, the chamisha kunei prida, and five fistfuls of a grass called preda, the telusei kone de talfache, and three fistfuls of beans, the kone de kama, and a fistful of cumin, the kone de chavli, and a fistful of this type of vegetable called chavli, or kenegdon, and much as you have katsa patirta, he should take the fat of the intestines of a firstborn animal, v'lifshei v'leichel, cook this all together and eat it, v'lishtei basrei, after he eats this entire, he should drink shikr charifa de tevis. He should take the wine that one pshat is that it's made in the month of tevis. Another pshat is that it's the best wine available. L'kachla, if somebody's having problem with his molars, with his inner teeth. Others say that it's talking about different teeth in the mouth, but the bottom line, some say it means the gums. Amar Rav Huna, Laisa Tumi Yechidua, he should bring a garlic that has only one clove attached to it. The Nimris of a Mishra B'melcha, he should grind it together with oil and salt. The Nisva Tufra Del Yoyna Dahu Gisa De Kaivle, he should put it on the nail of the thumb of the side of his mouth that's hurting, then hadalei gitfa delisha, and he should put around this some dough. Then zdaal abasa dechash lechavri. He should be careful that this entire concoction should not touch his skin because it could bring tzaras. Lechanichi, if somebody has different boils or different growths in his throat, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the refuah for that is chumsi. He should bring the leaves of the chumsi leaf, kimamru, when the leaf that's called, when it's in the category, when it's in the status that it's called mamru, then it will help. The ikra the chumsi, he should bring the root of something called chumsi, or the tamra, that's even better than the tamra. And he should put this in his mouth, and that will cause that these growths will not grow anymore. Others say it's not talking about growths in the throat, it's talking again about gum issues. Livishuli, if somebody wants to get rid of warts, let's say paradiresh nafya, he should bring the bran that you have when you try to sift flour, and beans with the earth that they grow in still connected to them. Vishuvlilta, it's a type of a herb called tilton. Vishasai, it's a type of a flower. Vininkad bamguza bepume, and you should put them in the mouth. You should put the size of a walnut of this into his mouth. If somebody is trying to open up these warts and get the or whatever has something that has a bubble and he's trying to get whatever's in it to open up, somebody else should blow on him this type of grass into his mouth through a straw, and that will cause them to burst. Lasuke. In somebody now bursted this abuba and he wants the skin to close up, Lysa Ephraim, Betul de Besakise, he should bring earth from the outhouse where they went to the bathroom, from the that is in the shadow of that outhouse, the Nigval Bedusha, and he should mix this with honey, the Nechel, and eat it the Malalay. Lekarsom, if somebody has a disease that if something starts in the head and it goes out through the nose, Laisi Kemistacha, he should bring a fruit that grows on a tree that's called Pistacha, the Nijdar V'Kiyam Guza, and he should bring from something called Nijdar V'Kiyam Guza, the Chavnisa V'Nishisa, the size of a walnut of a white Chalboina, and a spoonful of white honey, and there's a keli that has a that holds a revius from the city of Mechuza of clear wine, which is not red, cook them all together. When the Nijdar is completely cooked, that's a proof that this is completely ready to be consumed. V'loy, and if he doesn't do this, Leiser visa de chalva de izach averte, he should bring a revius of milk of a white goat, v'nitve atas kalki karba, and he should have it drop, it should drop on three stalks of cabbage, v'nifshe begavs de mamachin, and he should cook this cabbage that with wood that's called mramim, v'chiboshel gavs de mramim boshle kulei, and when he sees that the wood is completely burnt, then he knows that this mixture should be eaten. Viloy, Laisa Nafki the Kalba Chivra, he should bring the waste of a white dog, the Nigbal Banatfa, and he should mix it up with something called Sori, the Kamada Efsha Nafka Loy Nechel. If he can't do this, if he could do something else, he should not do this refuah, the mafrik. Because using this refuah, mafrik, eating the waste of a white dog could have terrible effect on his bones. Legera, that somebody feels like his eyes are being poked, are being stung. Lysagira delilsa, he should bring a type of a stone that's called lilas. V'nefche, he should, it's a sharp stone, so the sharp part should be towards the bottom. V'nishda maya alayu, and he should pour water on top of this stone and drink the water. V'loy, if not, lysa de ishtaminai kaba balayla, he should bring water from water that a dog drank from at night. Nizdar migaloy, but he has to be careful, there's a halacha of Gilui. Actually, the halacha of Gilui is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya Simen Kuf Tozayin Sif Aleph, that says, "My mashkim shenzgalu, liquids that were left uncovered, osru chachamim, Chazal said we may not drink that liquid, the chashina we need to be concerned, shemesh osru nachsh mehem, maybe a snake drank from that water, from that liquid, v'hitl bam eris, and put poison into it. V'achshav, but the Shulchan Aruch says, nowadays, ein l'chosim, metzuim b'neinu, where we live, we, Baruch Hashem, don't have snakes, mutter. And however, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Shulah, says that even though the Shulchan Aruch said that we don't have to worry about Gilui, shay menachshav, even b'zman hazeh, the halach of Gilui has still applies, and the Gra also says that one should try to be careful from uncovered liquids. Legaluya, if somebody drank this type of water, the liquid that was left uncovered, Amfka de Chamrachaya, he should drink a revius of undiluted wine. Lemursa, if somebody has a bubble growing on his body, Amfka de Chamra, Be'ala Tulna, he should drink a revius of wine that's mixed together with a type of a herb called aloes. Lepircha de liba, if somebody has heart palpitations and it causes him to faint, Laisa Tlas Bushisa de Sari, he should bring three chalas that are made out of barley flour, and he should let them sit in kutach. Kutach is a dip that is dairy. V'nishta basrai chamamarka, and after he eats this, he should drink diluted wine. Amalei of Achim Adifta Ravina. For Koshkein, on the contrary, Koshkein the Parach Libi, eating these kind of food will certainly make him not well. Amalei, because they're very sharp and they're not that healthy, and therefore that's not what he should do. Amri, I didn't mean that somebody has heart palpitation. Somebody feels that his heart is heavy. Lepircha de liba, that somebody who has these heart palpitation, laisa tlas brshusa dechita, he should bring three chalas of wheat, v'nishtrina bedusha, and soak them in honey v'nechol, v'nishta basrei chamrachaya, and he should drink after that wine which was not diluted. Letzircha deliba. If somebody has heart aches, lysatlas bayin linya, he should bring the amount of 3 bayim of a herb called ninya, or base of the kamana, and a shear of a baya of kamun, or base of the shumshimi, and a shear of a baya of shumshimi or sesame, velechel, and he should eat that. Lakev maya, for somebody who has stomach ache, leisa tlas maya pilpilea richta, he should bring 300 long peppers, for kayoyma neshta mayim and ayabachamra, and every day for 3 days, he should drink 100 of them in soaked in wine. Ravin the min nourish avle labarte. He prepared for his daughter the Rav Ashi may v'chamshne mehani the don. He made 150 of this mixture vitzi, and she baruch Hashem got better. Lekirtza, if somebody has worms in his intestines, antfka de chamra, he should drink a revius of wine bat for the ara. In mixed together with the leaves of a tree that's called ar. Lekirtza chivra. If somebody has white ants in his intestines, lyser bizel galgila, he should bring a type of a grass called galgila, venitzer b'shitzig, and he should tie it together with a garment made out of cotton, v'nesayah b'maya v'nishtri, and he should soak it in water and drink that water, v'nesdavim v'nesayah, but he shouldn't drink together with it the zera itself, the loy, because if you're going to drink the grass itself, v'nakfilei mayneh. And this actually, this discussion, and we had this previous in the shiur, sometimes medicine have bad side effects. And the question is, the Chishuki Chemin has this discussion, is somebody allowed to take medicine that side effects are not that great, but they take away the pain, but they could cause him to be not even sicker than he is. So he says that Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal was asked this question, and he says that Yisurim sometimes are worse than the disease. He quotes the Gemara Masechet Ksubos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, "Amalei nagdu l'Chananya Mishael v'Azaria." If instead of Chananya Mishael v'Azaria being thrown into the fire, they would have been punished. They would have tried to hurt them. Then they wouldn't have been able to survive, and they would have worshipped Avodah Zarah. So he says, from here we see that sometimes the pain of disease is worse than the disease. So if the doctor feels that the patient needs this because the pain is intolerable, Rav Shlomo Zalman says he could take this. And moreover, even if the doctor says that there's something to be concerned about the side effects of this medicine, still he can rely on Shomer B'Soyim Hashem. He can rely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. And therefore, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky says also, our Gemara tells us about different refuas that should be taken, even though they have side effects. So we see that one is allowed to take a refua with a side effect. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman, he says, did say that if somebody is very ill and he's really in a very bad place, and by taking morphine to take away the pain, it could cause that he should die soon, then the halacha is that says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he should not take that type of a medicine that could cause instant death. Says the Gemara, Li Mesar, to somebody to stop diarrhea, cease and retiva b'maya. He should take this type of grass that's called cecin, that's still moist, and take it with water. Lemishra, if somebody is constipated, yevishta b'maya. He should take the cecin grass, and when it's dry, with water. Simonach, Itza, Retiva, the Sochan Hara, the type of grass that's called Itza, that they used to use to close up the rivers, that is used when it's moist. So too, when it's moist, it helps for diarrhea. Latachla, if somebody has an enlarged spleen, Lysa Shebina de Maya, he should take 7 types of ants that are found in the water, they have Shina Betula, and let them dry out in the shade. And he should take every day and drink them together with wine. He should bring the spleen of a goat that never had a baby yet and fry it in an oven in oil or in fat. He should put it near the oven. Just like this mixture has gotten completely dried, so too should my spleen get completely dried. If he doesn't have a furnace, he should put it next to the stones, the bricks of a new house. That's where it should dry out. And afterwards, he should say this. And if not, he should find somebody that was nifter on Shabbos. He should take the hand of that person who passed away and put it on the person's spleen. And this opens up an interesting question, which the Chasam Sofer, the Shalos HaTshuvos Chasam Sofer, Yoyredeya, Simon Shin Lametes discusses, where here we know we're not allowed to have any Hanoah from a Nifter. And here we're talking about taking something from a Nifter. So the Chasam Sofer says, when it's a situation of Sakonis Nefoshis, and we know that this is a refuah that has been proven to be effective, the halacha is that one should do it. There are others that are more machmer and say that even in a situation of pikuach nefesh, we have to be concerned about hanoah from a mace. Viloy, if he doesn't do this, naisi binasa, he should bring a fish. V'nitvei beinafcha, he should roast it on coals that of a blacksmith. And he should take that fish and soak it in the water that the blacksmith uses. And then he should drink that water. There was a goat that would always drink from the water of the blacksmith. And when after it was slaughtered, they didn't find that it had a spleen. And in fact, this is a very famous shaila. This is similar to a very famous shaila, which the Chacham Tzvi discusses, that they found an animal that after the animal was slaughtered, it did not have a heart. And everybody says that this animal didn't have a heart. And the question is, this chicken that didn't have a heart, and the question is the chicken kosher? It's missing an important organ, the heart, and the Chacham Tzvi says that it's kosher. That there are many that disagree and say that maybe, of course, because he says it must have had a heart, because nothing could survive without a heart. The Darki Tshuva brings down many poskim that disagree with the Chacham Tzvi, and their opinion was that what might have happened here is that the heart was a diseased heart, and it shrunk. And it shrunk and then right before this chicken was slaughtered, it shrunk to the degree that it wasn't visible at all, and they held that this animal is not a kosher animal. Viloy, and if we can't do what was mentioned previously, says that when I lift the chavita, the charma l'shma, somebody, you should open up a new good barrel of wine and drink it. Somebody who has a barrel of good quality wine, would never have this problem. Because if he is, Baruch Hashem, able to consume good wine, he doesn't have this problem. What he should get used to is eating breakfast, because breakfast makes you healthy. Lerushkasa, somebody who has hemorrhoids. Lesa akika vilva, different types of herbs. The aspircha, he should take unrefined silver. Umatcha, the remnants of the silver when you refine it. The chumras of the palin, a small cup made out of silver or gold that women used to wear as a necklace, and they put into that little cup some nice fragrance. The shifa de chamisa, the waste of pigeons. The ninkit, he should take all of these ingredients. B'shach de kit de bekaita, in the used linen clothing. For the amid gufna besisay, and in wool clothing. V'loy lishta shikr maka, he should drink diluted beer. L'shenugra, if somebody has hip problems, laisa pasi de menuni, he should bring a keli full of the liquid of small fish. And he should put it 60 times next to the hip that hurts him. And then 60 times on the other hip. Litzimrita, for somebody who has a problem that he has some sort of a blockage, it could be kidney stones, some sort of a blockage that prevents him from being able to urinate. Nice at Tlusin the Tfisa Mishka the Kufra. He should bring 3 drops of tar, the Tlasin Tfusa Itzu the Karsa, and 3 drops from this vegetable, from the juice that comes out of the vegetable called creation, the Tlasin Tfisa the Chamin the Kida, and 3 drops of clear wine, the Lishdele Lishba Mama. He should put it on the person's Aver, Ulisha by Samakam, and on the woman where she urinates. Viloy, Laisa Una de Zika, should bring the handle of a flask. Vilitlele, it should take that handle, Lish Bama, hang it on the man's Aver, Elisha Bedadin, and a woman it should be hung on her breast. Viloy, Laisa Chuta de Zuraisa, he should bring a thread, the Shitsa Dama Bastama, that a woman that is accused that she's immoral, that's the daughter of such a woman. And again, by a man it should be hung on his bladder, and the woman on her breast. He should bring 2 lice, a female and a male. When they go to urinate, they should urinate on a thorn next to the door, and they should be careful with the stone, with the kidney stone, the malal kulan tsumra, that kidney stone can be used itself for refuah. The tsumra barah, if somebody is hat outside the body, Liza tells the griva psufli, he should bring 3 saw of date pits, a date seed, and 3 saw of leaves of a tree called adar, and they should be cooked each one separately, and then the person who's sick should sit on them, and he should bring 2 pots, and he should bring a table and put on them these pots, and he should go from one to the other, and then he should go from sitting on one to the other, until he starts to perspire, and he should wash himself in this liquid when it's hot, and when he wants to drink this water, he should drink from the water that the other wood was cooked in, but he should not drink from the water in which the date seeds were cooked. They can make them sterile. Letzimra gavna, somebody who has an inner heat, that means, I guess, he has a fever. He should bring 7 portions of selek that grew, beets, that grew in 7 different fields. And the shekluba afrayu, he should cook them in the earth that they grow. And he should drink them together with beer. Oy in vitala, where he should bring grapes that grow on a dekel tree and cook them and mix them b'maya, with water.